This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Governments decides to provide 50% concession on customs duties for import of petroleum products and infrastructure development tax. Dr. Gunakar Bhatta appointed as the Vice Chair of National Planning Commission. Federal Parliament session scheduled for today. Prime Minister Balendra Shah to present key annual reports. And Iran and US agree to conditional 2-week ceasefire and opening of Hormuz Strait. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has decided to provide a 50% concession on customs duties for the import of petrol, diesel and kerosene as well as on the infrastructure development tax. According to Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Pratibha Rawal, the cabinet meeting made the decision to this end as the country incurred losses of nearly 11.72 billion rupees in the past 15 days in the transactions of petroleum products. According to Minister Rawal, to solve the problem in the long term, the government has put forward legal provisions for the conversion to electric vehicles and has called on the public to conserve energy and adopt work from home. Similarly, the government has appointed Dr. Gunakar Bhatta as the Vice Chair of the National Planning Commission. The cabinet meeting also decided to appoint Nepal Rashtra Bank's Executive Director Kiran Pandit as the Deputy Governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank. Similarly, the meeting of the Council of Ministers has decided to accept the concessional loan of $85 million to be provided by the World Bank for the Greater Lumbini Area Development Project. Both houses of the Federal Parliament are set to convene today with key agendas on governance and finance. The meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for 1 p.m. During the session, Prime Minister Balendra Shah will present the 7th annual report of the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission for the fiscal year 2081-82. Likewise, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle is set to table the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2082. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Aryal, will also read out a letter received from the President's office regarding the hierarchy of cabinet members. Meanwhile, the National Assembly will meet at 1:15 p.m. where Prime Minister Balendra Shah is scheduled to present the annual report of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority for the fiscal year 2081-82. President Ramchandra Podal has reshuffled the current order of presidents of the existing Council of Ministers. The order of seniority of the cabinet formed on March 27th has been changed at the recommendation of Prime Minister Balendra Shah in accordance with the Article 76, Clause 9 of the Constitution. Although the portfolio of the ministers remained the same, their order of precedence has been changed. According to the altered hierarchy, next in order after Prime Minister Shah is Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle, followed by Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal and Minister of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhakta Shrestha and Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung in that order. In the order of precedence before this, Home Minister Gurung held the third rank. Newly elected Vice Chair of the National Assembly, Leela Bhandari, took an oath of office and secrecy before the National Assembly Chair, Narayan Prasad Dahal, in the presence of President Ramchandra Podal yesterday. The swearing-in ceremony was held in the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has directed security agencies to remain on high alert and strengthen disaster preparedness ahead of the monsoon season. During an on-site inspection of the damaged BP highway in the Rosi area of Panauti Kabri Palanchuk, the minister stressed the need to learn from past disasters and ensure swift rescue response, including the possible use of helicopters if roads are blocked. The Rosi area was severely hit by floods and landslides in October last year, killing 20 people and destroying hundreds of homes. The minister expressed concern over weak regulation and called for better control of natural resource exploitation. Officials briefed the minister on ongoing repair works and damage along the highway. Minister Gurung also emphasized coordinated efforts and strategic readiness to minimize risk during the upcoming monsoon. Meanwhile, Minister Gurung also instructed authorities to immediately shut down illegally operated crusher plants and unregulated mining activities, stating that such activities increase the risk of landslide and floods. He also warned of strict action and investigation into both legal and illegal operations. Minister for Education, Science and Technology and Youth and Sports, Susmit Pokhrel, has said that improvements will be made gradually in every sector within the next 5 years. At a program organized yesterday after inspecting Sudhir Paschim University in Mahendranagar of Kanchanpur, Minister Pokhrel said that the government will prioritize investment in education and health sectors in the first year. Similarly, Minister Pokhrel has pleased government support for the construction of the Fapla cricket ground in Thangadi of Kailali. Minister for Health and Population Nisha Mehta says health for all and a safe Nepal will be built through the implementation of the fundamental rights provided in the Constitution. Speaking at an event held in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the World Health Day 2026, Minister Mehta emphasized that cooperation among all sectors and stakeholders is essential to address the recent health challenges. The Annapurna Conservation Area has received impressive number of foreign tourists at the beginning of the tourist season of the year 2026. The Annapurna Area Conservation Project ACAP shared that a total of 48,513 foreigners visited different destinations in the region. The visitors from the SAARC countries stood at 32,020, while 16,493 visitors were from other countries. Chief of ACAP Dr. Rabin Kadaria said that the number of tourists rose by 11,679 in March 2026 compared to the same month of 2025. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States and Iran have indicated willingness to agree to a conditional 2-week ceasefire, raising hopes of easing escalating tensions in the region. According to the BBC, U.S. President Donald Trump said he would support the ceasefire proposal on the condition that maritime traffic is allowed to pass through the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Foreign Minister Saeed Abbas Araghchi stated that Tehran would halt hostilities if attacks against Iran are stopped. Meanwhile, Pakistan has played a mediating role, urging an extension of the U.S. deadline and inviting both sides for talks in Islamabad on Friday. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast widespread cloudy conditions across the country today. According to the latest update, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces will remain fully cloudy with chances of heavy rainfall and snowfall at one or two locations in the hilly and Himalayan regions. Likewise, there are chances of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder, lightning, strong winds and hailstorms in many parts of these western provinces. Similar conditions are expected in some hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi and Bagmati provinces as well as at a few places in Madhes province. The department has forecasted that other regions will experience generally cloudy weather today. In addition, windstorms are likely in some hilly and tarai areas of Madhes, Lumbini, Gandaki, Bagmati and Kosi provinces today. The public is advised to remain alert and take necessary precautions against possible weather-related hazards. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to provide 50% concession on customs duties for import of petroleum products and infrastructure development tax. Dr. Gunakar Bhatta appointed as the Vice Chair of National Planning Commission. Federal Parliament session scheduled for today, Prime Minister Balendra Shah to present key annual reports. And Iran and US agree to conditional 2-week ceasefire and opening of Hormuz Strait. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.